Welcome back, everybody. Oh, Lord. The weeks be long. We need a little relief. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to all my amazing guests today for Jamie to make it happen. Jacob on the board, making sure we can hear everybody. You are very appreciated. We have Bobby Kogan from the Center for American Progress Action Fund talking about the cruel cuts in the big brutal bill to emergency food assistance. We had Dr. Kristen Lierley and candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, Laura Benjamin. You can find out more about Laura's campaign at laurabenjaminforcongress.com. You can find her on Blue Sky. She's busy there as well. We also had Michael Negron, who worked at the White House's National Economic Council, expert on small businesses, talking about, again, the cruelty of the big brutal bill to small business owners, the cruelty of the Trump tariff terror. I had to sound off on a few things. Thanks to Ollie for calling in and sharing real world impacts of the cruelty. And so I think we all need a well-deserved break. Not only is it baseball season, ladies and gentlemen, but we are in the middle rounds of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And it just so happens that my senior producer, Jamie, might have won herself a spelling bee or two. Five. Back in the day.
Five spelling bees?
Corn Palace City champion right here. And then went to state, got third a couple of times, second a couple of times, was never actually able to win first at state, but been there. Not good enough for Scripps, though. Those kids are amazing.
Yes, they are. I am always extraordinarily
impressed.
Spelling
Bee, by the way, the Scripps is like Super Bowl for me. Like it literally is.
For sure. I watch it every year because I'm so enthralled by the pageantry, the tension, the hovering helicopter parents.
J-Lo came out in spandex, holy buckets.
I mean, when J-Lo thinks your spelling bee is cool, you have arrived.
That's right.
Now, my big thing was when I was in grade school was not the spelling bee. It was the geography bees and the current event quizzes. I won both for my school, St. Pius X Catholic Grade School, on the near east side of Wauwatosa. Whoop, whoop, Pius. But I never won the spelling bee. So spelling was not my strongest suit.
If you know me well, which I hope my husband's not listening, geography...
Not your thing.
No, not my thing. Nope.
Don't. We could just mind meld, Jamie.
Don't ask me what direction I'm going, where things are. It's not happening. Current events. That was a whole different story.
You're good at the current events. I know that because you keep me current. One current event, I forgot to mention this while we were on air. Josh Call announcing a lawsuit against the Trump administration related to his attacks on and threats of cuts to public universities. This, again, always think of it, ladies and gentlemen, in the arc of what has been happening within Republicanism for the last 50 years. This has always been part of the plan. Vouchers to defund public schools and then attack the university system at the the secondary and post-secondary levels. But you're going to help embarrass me on the air with some spelling quizzes.
I am. And we're going to start out easy. And, you know, even though this is supposed to be a fun segment, this word that we're going to start with is
just popped up.
Very apropos for the times.
And I'm going to cheat. I'm going to write down what I think the spelling is because I'm a visual gal.
So the first one is very easy.
Okay, good.
It's windbaggery. Windbaggery.
All right.
Which I told you.
Windbaggery.
Yes.
Windbaggery. Windbaggery. As in Donald Trump deploys windbaggery every day.
We're right there. Right there. Oh, I like it. Thank you.
Wow, so affirming.
We got very excited about that.
We do. A little ting.
Does it take much? All right. Very good. Very good. Second word I'm going to give you. Another one apropos for the times. Yammer. Which is a verb.
Yammer. Donald Trump yammers on in all of his windbaggery. Y-A-M-M-E-R. Yammer.
Yes. Ding! Yes. See? Oh, I love it. Okay. All right. So now you obviously are very good at this. So we got to get a little harder. Okay. So the next word is a noun. And it's a German origin. And it's Zugzwang.
Zugzwang. Oh, my God.
It's the need to make a move in chess when it's not to one's advantage. Zugzwang.
Oh, dear. The German, I was very German. I'm from Milwaukee. I should be able to work very hard. I should be able to spell Zugzwang. Does it start with a Z?
It does.
All right, I'm going to go with the German phonetic because they tend to spell phonetically. Yes. Z. Now, here's the trick. This is the vowel question is the big one here. I'm going to go with Z-U.
Yes.
C-H-S-V-A-A-N.
No.
Damn.
No.
Give me the ding anyways.
No, do we have a buzzer? We need
the
a faux
ding.
Oh,
I like the faux ding. Okay.
Zugzwang is Z-U-G-Z.
Oh.
W-A-N-G.
Oh, yes. I should have known the W, so I'm going to take full responsibility for not the W. That's a damnedly hard word.
That is a hard word. It is a hard word. Okay, I've got another one for you.
I don't feel bad about missing that
And this is a Greek word in origin.
Okay.
All right? It is hoi polloi, and it's a plural noun. It means ordinary people, multitude, or masses.
The hoi polloi, the unwashed masses. Yes. Yes. I think I've seen this before. H-O-I-P-O-L-L-O-I.
Yes.
Hoi polloi.
Yeah. Very nice.
My God, I'm like, oh, and I'm so excited. I got the hi, everybody, on the Book of Faces and on our YouTube channel. I was so excited. The camera went.
So excited. We got all our cameras all donkey. Yes. All right, which is not a word. All right. So another word here.
Oh, 50 seconds.
All right. This is a good one. It's a short one. It's a noun. Quokka. It's a small, stocky wallaby with a reddish-brown coat and a short tail. Quokka.
Q?
Q, yep, Q.
W? A-K-A?
No,
no.
It is Q-U-O-K-K-A.
Oh, no, I was never getting that. That was like 0%.
These, by the way, are words from the actual scripts. From the actual script spelling bee.
Maybe well, no camera. It's just not even... Goodbye, everybody, on the U of the tube. Sorry about the camera. We might do some more spelling tomorrow because this is good fun. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together for good spelling.